Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you on this podcast every single week. It means so much to us to have you connected, and we take nothing for granted. You being a part of this podcast helps us become the leaders that we're supposed to become because we found out that iron sharpens iron. You sharpen us, and we sharpen you. Thank you so much just for being consistent. And of course, we appreciate all of you. If this is your first time, let me know where you are listening from by following me on Instagram at JosephWalker3. That's JosephWalker3. I would love to know more about you and what you're doing. And of course, go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Get my books. I've written several leadership books out there. Find out when I'll be in your area. We just appreciate that so much. And then also, guess what? We have the most awesome book club on the planet. It's called Next Level Leader Book Club. All you got to do is text the word book club to 78228 and you can be a part of it. It's a great book club to be a part of. We read one book a month and there are hundreds, I mean hundreds of folks who are on there. Authors come on from time to time. So we're just grateful and thankful for just the opportunity to have you connected today. So thank you so much. And I'm excited about this topic, guys. Oh boy. I'm really excited about this one. Because today we're talking about faith over frustration. How do you stay focused when progress is slow? And that's a particular frustration that only leaders understand. Let's be real. It's not failure. It's not collapse. It's slow progress. Ever been there before? I know I have. It's when like you're sowing, but you're not seeing. Like you're building, but you're not beholding. Like you're praying, but you're not perceiving movement. And that slow progress can tempt you to abandon a divine assignment simply because, you know, it's not delivering the results you need or immediate applause. The scripture, though, is very clear here. Galatians 6 and 9, let us not grow weary in well-doing. Why? Because weariness whispers lies about timing. Let me say that again. Weariness will whisper lies about timing. The test of leadership is not whether you can start strong, guys. It's whether you can stay steady when the results seem to take their time. Let me tell you something. Research from the American Psychological Association shows that delayed gratification is one of the strongest predictors of long-term success. Let that sink in. Leaders who sustain effort over time always outperform those who chase those quick wins. And I know a lot of us do that. And so, in other words, faith is the discipline of staying planted when progress feels postponed. Can you stay with it? Can you have faith over frustration? Here are 7 points. I want you to write them down. Let's have a conversation about them. Here's the first. Focus. Something I tell my son every single day. His success is tied to his focus. He's amazing, but he's just got to focus. Eliminate what dilutes your energy, man. Because frustration increases when your energy is scattered. You're all over the place. Leaders don't burn out because of work. They burn out because of divided attention. Steve Jobs once said that's been one of my mantras, focus and simplicity. So you have to ask yourself a real question here. What's still in my strength? What deserves to be removed out of my life? Because whenever that progress is slow, simplify. Get all that stuff, all that clutter away. Stop chasing every opportunity. Every good thing is not a God thing. Protect, listen to this, your primary assignment. I want to say that for the people in the back. Protect your primary assignment. It's all about focus, man. You can maintain focus, you'll see incredible rewards. Here's the other thing, faithfulness. Now, faithfulness is important, right? Because you got to keep showing up even when nothing is showing. And that's the dichotomy here, right? Because there's going to be a lot of people who look at you differently and et cetera, but you've got to make certain. got to make certain that you stay faithful, because faithfulness is consistency without applause. I can keep doing this and doing this and doing this. And this is important because I read some of the Harvard Business Review, a study that found that consistency of execution is more important than burst of innovation and long-term organizational success. So you got to maintain consistency over time. We just talked about that in the last podcast. Faithfulness, right? This idea that even when nothing is showing outwardly, something is shaping inwardly, because every unseen seed strengthens your root system. There are these moments, man, I've learned to be faithful when nobody's looking. Be faithful in those dark seasons. Learn, man, how to build in. Your job is not to force fruit to come. Your job is to remain faithful and let God do what God's going to do. He'll make it happen in his own time, but you've got to trust him. So you got to be faithful and keep showing up even when nothing's happening. I know some of you are so tired of that. You're like, oh my God, I keep working. I don't see the results. Let me tell you something. If you are faithful over a few things, God will make you rule over much. Faithfulness. When you see people doing extraordinary things, it didn't pop up overnight. This is the result of long-term faithfulness and consistency. Here's the third thing. Framing. See your delays as development. How do you look at it? Your interpretation determines your endurance. Don't allow other people to interpret your reality. As a leader, man, you got to make sure that you give analysis, you give interpretation to this, not someone else. You know, Carol Dweck's work on growth mindset talks about those who view challenges as growth opportunities oftentimes persist longer and they achieve more. And I think that's an important note, because God often uses delays as divine development. I've talked about that. You've heard me say it. David was anointed king years before he wore the crown. So there's this incubation period, if you will. So I've got to be able to reframe this as preparation and not punishment. What you're dealing with now is not punishment, guys. It's preparation. So when you reframe it that way, your language changes, your posture changes, your expectation changes. Even as a leader, how you reframe the conversation and the narrative has a lot to do with the morale of the people to whom you work. People who look up to you. What's going on? What's happening here? You frame that conversation based on your faith, based on how you see God moving in this situation. They may see it as a setback. You see it as a set up. You see how that works? So framing is essential. It is important. And I want you to really focus in on that and think about that. Here's number four, and it's about fortitude. Pressure doesn't mean punishment. Pressure refines us. It doesn't reject. Diamonds, as you know, are formed under pressure. You think about that. Muscles grow through resistance. You've heard me say this over and over. The weight you may feel is not God always disciplining you. Sometimes God is developing you. You can't run from these opportunities when you're being built and developed. Pressure sometimes must be invited in. When I go through tough seasons, I'm always asked, okay, God, what are you trying to develop in me in this season? See how the reframing comes for now, the fortitude? Because once I reframe, now, guess what? My fortitude, I could endure. I could endure because endurance builds spiritual stamina. I can endure this now because God can trust me with more, because I'm not going to fold just because I'm going through a difficult time. I recognize, you know, one of the things that I preached about, I shared right here, that lifting weights and, you know, resistance does produce muscles. So I'm laying on the bench with my trainer. He's holding me. He's standing behind me, rather. He's holding the bar and I'm lifting and I'm pushing as hard as I can. And I get to that last rep and I can't do it. And he's shouting at me, you could do it, you could do it. But he's got his hand on the bar. You know what he's doing? He's spotting me. And that's what God does. He knows our capacity, how much we can push. He's pushing us to push more. He's pushing us to produce more. But he already knows that when we're weak, he yet holds us up. God is spotting us. Our fortitude doesn't always come because of our strength. The Bible says that his strength is made perfect in my weakness. Got that? All right, let's go to number five. Now, if you know anything about me, and reading in my books, you know this next point is going to resonate. Follow through. Guys, finish what you started. Say this with me. Success is in follow through. Every organization that I have an opportunity to steward leadership over, they're going to hear me say this. Success is in the follow through. Starting is inspirational. Finishing is transformational. Shall I say that again? Starting is inspirational. Oh, people are so excited. Oh, yeah. But that doesn't mean anything if you don't finish. Nothing is transformed unless you actually complete what you started. You know, there's a lot of research out there on goal achievement that shows that people who publicly commit and track progress significantly more likely to complete what they began. You can't just throw it out there to the wind. You got to be very disciplined and intentional about tracking your progress. Everything I do, I try to measure it. I try to find out, am I better on today than I was yesterday? I'm trying to track. It's follow through because leaders have to model completion. There are too many people out there that start great things but never finish it. Whatever you say you're going to start, finish. It is the model of Jesus Christ himself. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He finishes. Matter of fact, on the cross of Calvary, he said, it is finished, because he finished what he started. Man, let me tell you something. This is so important because incomplete assignments can drain confidence. People can lose confidence in your ability as a leader because you have so many open-ended projects, so many things you are, I always say, fitting to do, fitting to get around to, fitting to. No, you got to do this. This is a season you've got to make certain that you are completing what you started. Is this making sense? I hope so. So listen, one of the things that I told our team, I said, listen, the way to get successful follow-through is take nothing for granted. I always put other people on emails. That holds me accountable. I never let someone ask me a question and I point them to it. I always lead them to it. And then I make certain by following up if they got what they needed. You know, when you go into Home Depot or some store and you say, where is the paint? The person doesn't say on aisle 14. They literally walk you down and say, it's right here. They make certain you get what you need. And I do the same thing in our ministry. I make sure people follow through. You got to make sure you follow through, man. You got to make sure you return those emails, return those calls, follow up on those projects. You got to at least give people the benefit of that, that this organization can be trusted with partnership because we make good on what we said we were going to do. The reason why some people never can get great partners to come alongside them is because people don't trust your processes. They don't feel that you're actually going to follow through or take it very seriously. So it's very important, number five, that we maintain follow through, all right? Here's number six, a big one, fellowship. We just talked about this in the last podcast on connection. Surround yourself with faith-filled voices because isolation will always amplify frustration. I've been dealing with this in this season because I've been talking to some of our leaders who are out there by themselves. Hebrews 10:25 reminds us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. It challenges us to be in community. Who's speaking into you? As a leader, who is speaking into you? Studies show that emotional, watch this, contagion is real. You become like your dominant environment. You actually do. So you have to choose voices that speak faith, speak encouragement. Speak, I can, we will, this is possible, versus Debbie Downers and negative voices. That's why environment matters. So make certain you surround yourself with the right people, because I believe people that are going in where you're going are people that are going to speak your language. There's a leader language out there, and it's about success and not excuses. Got it? All right, so let's review what we've talked about. This has been amazing. I love this one, guys. I absolutely love this one. And what we're talking about today is really faith over frustration. How do you stay focused when progress seems slow? So we're focusing. That's the first part. We're going to make sure we eliminate anything that saps our energy, man. We're going to make sure we don't let things steal our strength because we are scattered all over the place. The second thing we learned is about faithfulness, how to keep showing up when nothing is showing, how to still be faithful over a few things, even through your frustration, to say, I believe it's going to come. And that's why framing, number three, matter, because how we communicate, how do we shape the narrative around our reality has a lot to do with our faith. And once we have that framing, it then gives us a level, number four, fortitude. Because we now recognize that all of these delays and this pressure is necessary because it is developing me, not destroying me. See it? And then number five, follow through. Whatever I lay my hand to do, let me be a follow through. Let me be a person who absolutely follows through on what I said. And then number six, fellowship, community, being around the right people. Man, it matters. Faith-filled voices, not people who are speaking fear, not people who are speaking doubt and lack, but people who truly see the vision and speak toward it. Here's number seven, guys. Favor. Trust God's timing over your timeline. God's timing, y'all, is not slow. It's just sovereign. He knows the exact moment, the exact time. He already has it set when that thing is supposed to happen. You just have to endure this season. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, He makes everything beautiful in its time. Oh, I love that. I love that. Favor does not eliminate waiting. It only sanctifies it. Your timeline is impatient, but God's timeline is intentional. Have you ever thought that a part of your preparation and all the things that God is allowing you to go through is really setting you up for the moment it happens? Had not these things occurred in your life, you wouldn't be ready for when it showed up. And so God knows the exact moment that needs to happen because you won't mishandle it. You'll walk in it with confidence. Listen, guys, I hope this one has blessed you. Oh boy, I really hope you can get your faith over your frustration. I really hope you can see what God is doing in this season and walk out everything that He has for your life. I want to thank you for listening in today. And let me know how this one bless you. A Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you send me a message. Let me know what city you're from. And then go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Check out books. Want to find out when I'll be close in your city. Just want to be connected, man. I can't wait. So thank you so much. I love each one of you so very kindly. Thank you for just staying connected to this podcast and share with as many people as you can. And I thank you so much. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and you've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. Until next time, be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.